Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Daily Detachment, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to navigate this crazy world. I'm Avery Hart, your friendly neighborhood guide to staying unbothered, even when life throws you curveballs. Ever feel like failure is this giant, looming shadow that follows you around? You know the feeling, that sinking sensation in your stomach when things don't go as planned, and suddenly you're questioning everything you do. Well, guess what? The Stoics had a totally different perspective on failure. They saw it not as a stumbling block but as a stepping stone, an opportunity to learn, grow, and become even stronger. Today, we're diving deep into the art of embracing failure as a learning experience. Because let's face it, life is a constant roller coaster of ups and downs. The sooner we accept that, the better equipped we are to handle those inevitable dips. And trust me, these Stoic insights are gold. Here's the deal. 1. Failure isn't about winning or losing, it's about progress. Think of it like this. Climbing Mount Everest is all about taking one step at a time. You might slip, you might slide, but every move forward is a victory. The Stoics believe that every setback, no matter how big or small, was a chance to refine your approach, adjust your strategy, and ultimately reach your peak. 2. It's not about avoiding pain, it's about learning from it. We all experience pain in life, physical, emotional, you name it. The Stoics understood that pain is an inevitable part of the human experience. But instead of running away from it, they saw it as a valuable teacher. Every painful experience offered a chance to learn, grow, and develop resilience. 3. Our judgments create our suffering. Ever heard the phrase, "You're only as good as your last win"? Well, that's just plain toxic thinking. The Stoics believe that our own thoughts and judgments were the primary source of our suffering. When we attach ourselves to outcomes, when we define our worth by successes and failures, we set ourselves up for disappointment. But if we can detach from those expectations, learn to see failure as a neutral event, we free ourselves from unnecessary pain. 4. Focus on what you can control. This one's huge. Life is full of things outside our control, traffic jams, unexpected bills, rain ruining your picnic plans. You get the idea, but the Stoics taught us to focus our energy on what we can control. Our thoughts, our actions, our reactions. By cultivating this mindset, we gain a sense of agency and empowerment, even in the midst of chaos. 5. View failure as an opportunity for self-reflection. Take a deep breath. Seriously, pause for a moment. When things don't go your way, instead of spiraling into self-criticism, use it as a chance to reflect. What went wrong? Could you have done anything differently? What valuable lessons can you extract from this experience? Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're trying out for the school play. You put in countless hours rehearsing, pouring your heart into every line, but ultimately don't get the lead role. It stings, right? You feel disappointed, maybe even a little defeated. But here's the thing. That audition experience, win or lose, is an opportunity to learn and grow. Did you nail those stage directions? How about your vocal projection? Maybe there's a specific technique you want to practice more. This isn't about dwelling on the what ifs. It's about using this experience as fuel for future growth. See? Failure doesn't have to be the enemy. It can be our greatest teacher, pushing us outside of our comfort zones and guiding us towards our true potential. So next time you stumble, remember, embrace it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. All right, beautiful souls, let me leave you with this thought. What's one small way you can apply these Stoic principles to your life today? Share your thoughts with me on social media or leave a comment below. Let's keep the conversation going and build a community of empowered individuals who refuse to be bogged down by setbacks. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Stay detached, stay strong, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.